The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
March. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and in this hour, we're going to be talking to the former lawyer of Deborah Jean Palfrey. She was the also known as the DC Madam. That's probably how you know her, the person that we were told committed suicide. And of course, before the DC Madam had committed suicide by hanging herself, there was also another prostitute who had been involved in these same high-profile clients who had committed suicide, we're told, the same way, by hanging herself. Now, we have the interviews, and we've played these many times. We'll play them also in this hour, where Alex Jones was, I believe, the last person to talk to the D.C. madam, and he clarified with her that she was not at all suicidal. She was very adamant that she was not suicidal. He looked at the handwriting, the suicide note did not look like her handwriting. And, of course, 90% of the women who commit suicide do it with pills. It's very rare for women to commit suicide by hanging themselves. Of course, two of them committed suicide back-to-back that way in that same particular case. Now, why is this coming up? Well, this is coming up because her former lawyer, Montgomery Blair Sibley, who is going to be joining us in the next segment, has said that he has information that he believes is significant to the current presidential election, that time is of the essence. He went before the Supreme Court. He requested that this information be released. We're going to talk to him about the updates on that. Also, we're going to have in the fourth hour, Paul Joseph Watson is going to be joining us. We have a story that's up on Infowars.com. Chaos as social justice warrior students crash Students for Trump meeting. Now, what's interesting about this is that this was a relatively small number of Students for Trump at a very, very liberal university, Portland State University. And I tell you, I've been to Portland. We went there for vacation. Beautiful, beautiful place. We were walking down this former elementary school that is now a very nice hotel, restaurant area, just to look at the architecture. And as we're walking down the halls, I hear this meeting with all of the talking points of the politically correct left about white privilege and everything. I just couldn't believe it. It was just scripted. And I stopped and just went into the room for a while and just watched it. It's absolutely unbelievable. But that is the way Portland is. Now, they had a group of 100 students show up at this Portland State University to intimidate the Students for Trump. You can see the B-roll footage there. It was a massive number of people, and, of course, they called the police. The police would never come. And why are you not hearing about this from the media? Why is it not a story when anti-Trump socialists continue to crash political meetings because they don't like your point of view, to intimidate and to shut down your free speech? This is the pattern. This is the pattern of confrontation, censorship, intimidation, threats of violence, getting in their face. That's what we're seeing here with this. We can't play it because there is so much language on there. We can't run this on the radio. But that's what we see over and over again. And of course, it doesn't happen on the right. You don't see people crashing in and trying to shut down Bernie Sanders rallies, except for the Black Lives Matter people. He allowed them to do that. Presumably, I guess he agrees with them. But you don't see Trump people going and trying to shut down Hillary Clinton's rallies. There's a guy right in his face trying to get violent with him. You don't see that happening on the other side. Of course, you do see on the right-hand side, you do see the social justice warriors like Megyn Kelly and Michelle Fields, who cannot figure out whether they want to be victims or power women, and they're kind of vacillating back and forth between those two. They do want to shut people down. And, of course, it was not covered that much this last weekend. Megyn Kelly told Charlie Rose that she thought that CNN shouldn't have covered interviews with Donald Trump when he did not go to her debates. They should have censored him. They should have banned him from television because that's the way you handle it. And she said, we should do this to support the First Amendment. No, the First Amendment is about a free marketplace of ideas. And it's not competition in that marketplace if it's about anything. There's very little of that in the mainstream media. But what little of it does exist, these social justice warriors like Megyn Kelly want to shut it down. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with the D.C. Madam's lawyer. What is in these records? Whose name is in these records? Find out when we come back.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're going to be talking to the lawyer of the D.C. Madam, Deborah Jean Palfrey. She was supposedly had committed suicide about 10 years ago. She was the D.C. Madam who had a lot of information and phone numbers on powerful people in Washington. Politicians, staff members, many others, who could lose their careers. And we had a senator of Bitter who did lose his career once his name was discovered in the list. Now, it's been some time. We want to talk to the lawyer because this has resurfaced after the stories from the National Enquirer talking about how Ted Cruz had accusing him, alleging that he had had affairs with multiple women. There were also, prior to the National Enquirer story, going back several weeks, I think to the beginning of March, was when the Marco Rubio camp was putting a story around about Ted Cruz and former liaisons. There was also a release from Anonymous saying that they had information about Ted Cruz and situations that he had been involved in, then calling on him to quit the campaign or they would release this information. Now we have the lawyer, the former lawyer of the D.C. Madam, And he says he has a lot of records that he believes are relevant to the current election campaign. He believes that time is of the essence, that the population, the voting population needs to see this information. And our information from him says that he is in sole possession of over 2,500 emails from and to Jean Palfrey, and the only one with full knowledge of what transpired during those last 20 months of her life. He was compelled by her express direction to him to tell her story in the event of her death. Now, he's been practicing law for over 25 years. Most recently, he's engaged the U.S. Supreme Court in a series of lawsuits challenging that court's assertion of discretionary jurisdiction and personal immunity from suits alleging violation of federal statutes and the disposition of cases before them. So this is Montgomery Blair Sibley. His website is MontgomeryBlairSibley.com. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Sibley.
David, what a pleasure and indeed an honor to be on your show today. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Well, I appreciate you putting this information out there, and we want to get an idea of exactly what you have. You know, you've been under a gag order for some time. This is all 9-10 years old that this is this information has been around. Tell us about the gag order. Tell us what you can about the information that you have.
Well, I'll start with the gag order. That was entered back in May of 2007. It was to prevent me from releasing any telephone numbers of the D.C. madam. It was partially modified to let me release telephone numbers alone, which we did, and that's how, through the crowdsource, we identified various people of prominence. Dan Moldea particularly identified Senator Vitter as one of the more prominent people on the list.
Mm-hmm.
Subsequent orders were entered in the case. Oral orders, which were never reduced to writing, never appear on the docket, were entered in the case. And the sum and substance of it all is I understand and believe I'm operating on order not to release the names of the escorts or the clients of the escort service as of this day.
Okay. Now, you appealed to you asked the Supreme Court to release this gag order. Tell us what happened with that.
Well, let me back up, if I could, David, just a bit more. It was in January that, for other reasons, I was looking at these records and believe they became relevant to the presidential election cycle we're in. So I first went to the court that issued the orders, gagging me, if you will, restraining me, and they refused to let me file a request to modify the orders. As a result, I went to the appellate court in D.C. and challenged that refusal of the right to even file the request to modify the restraining orders. After 2 weeks, I waiting and hearing no response, and I'll just note it's now been 30 days and I still have had no response from the Circuit Court of Appeal. I then went to Chief Justice Roberts of the U.S. Supreme Court requesting his intervention in this matter.
And, of course, many of us are concerned about Justice Roberts himself having written both the concurring and dissenting opinions on Obamacare. Highly unusual. Many of us at the time believed that he perhaps had been blackmailed for whatever reason. We have no idea. But it was very, very unusual. And, of course, the idea that the federal government can force people to buy something in the marketplace is something that none of us could find in the Constitution. And clearly, Justice Roberts couldn't find it either. So he wrote both the dissenting and the concurring opinion. Highly irregular. And now we have learned that both he and Ginsburg have been the subject of phone taps and that sort of thing from the government. So that is something that we all need to worry about. And it is an issue when we're looking at political candidates because they can be blackmailed, because you have situations, as the National Enquirer has done in the past, exposing moral situations with Gary Hart, with John Edwards, that ended their careers because these people can be blackmailed, but it also breaks faith with their image with the public. Tell us what's in these phone records that we've not previously seen, the ones that you're trying to get released.
Well, here's the challenge technologically. David, you have a cell phone telephone number, and that number belongs to you, and you know it, and anyone you give it to knows it, and of course the phone company, let's say it's AT&T, knows it, knows your name, your address. But nobody else can find that number because there is no white pages for cell phone telephone numbers. So while we were able to identify some of the numbers in the records, a large number of the numbers we couldn't identify. So I issued secret subpoenas, that is unknown to the government, to the major telephone companies asking them whose telephone numbers these are. And I gave them a list of about 6,000 telephone numbers. Those subpoenas went to Verizon Wireless, Altel, AT&T, T-Mobile, and some others. And as a result, from Verizon Wireless, God bless them, they responded and gave me a list of 815 individuals and companies that had numbers in the telephone records of the escort service.
Hmm. Okay, so you're able to reverse those out.
It's reverse engineering of the identities of the escorts and the customers of the escort service.
Have those names been released? Are there presidential candidates within those 815? Is that what you're trying to get released with these appeals to the court?
Well, David, let me be very clear in answering that compound question so there's no confusion. Those names have not been released because I believe they are under the court orders preventing me and everyone else who may think they have them or not have them from releasing those orders. If you do so, you're in violation of a court order, which is contempt, which is punishable by incarceration.
Mm-hmm.
And there originally, arguably, was a good reason for those orders. My position now is that those reasons have dissipated. And alternatively, my First Amendment right to give comment now trumps whatever original reasons existed for issuing those orders. And therefore, I properly have asked to be heard on my motion to dissolve those restraining orders. The government will not let me file that request, and that's what all the litigation is about.
I see. So out of the 6,000 or so that you've got, you were able to get from Verizon about 800 of those that you were able to identify, but you cannot release the identification of those numbers without the court lifting this restraining order. Is that correct?
Right. So I identified about 13% of the actors involved in the D.C. Madam's escort service over a 13-year period. That means, if my math is any good, I did not identify 87% of those actors.
Hmm.
Now, if in the ones that we identified, there were a fair amount of public opinion, actors, if you will, government or quasi-government officials, we only got 13%. Well, obviously, the 87% is statistically likely to contain about five times more such people that I think we have the right to know about.
Now, when we look at the information, you got started on this, trying to release this information way back in January. And, of course, it was in March, way before this story came out, the National Enquirer, that we saw the action from the Rubio account as well as from Anonymous. It was reported that Anonymous was threatening Ted Cruz, saying that they had information that they believed linked him with the D.C. matter. Now, of course, you can't comment on that specifically as to whether or not you have any information on that. But do they have information that how much of this is out in the open in terms of, are all the 5,000 or so names out there in the open, or are there some additional names? As I read in the introduction, you said there was about 2,500 names that you had sole possession of. So I would assume those are not on the Internet. Is that correct?
That is correct. They were never released. And the telephone numbers I gave on to the telephone companies pursuant to these secret subpoenas were never released publicly. What everyone's claiming they have is the stuff that we did send out. I sent out 50 CDs containing, 10,000 phone numbers or so. And those are still floating around. They've pretty much been identified or were unable to be identified in the course of things. No, what I'm talking about now is stuff that no one's ever seen before.
Let me ask you about Deborah Jean Palfrey, the D.C. madam, and her supposed suicide. Do you believe it was a suicide, or do you believe that there was foul play involved? Your personal opinion.
David, my personal opinion is I wake up and struggle with that answer on a regular basis. So many things about I know about that woman, my communications with her the days before she was found dead, just make it improbable, if not impossible, that she committed suicide. On the other hand, suicide is always an enigma to those who've suffered through it. So one really can never know what is actually going on in somebody's mind. It just seems we were talking about a very aggressive appeal. We had great issues. I think we would have been very successful on appeal. I just didn't see her giving up the fight the way she did. So to answer your question, I don't know.
Let me ask you, you're not contemplating suicide, right?
Oh, let's go on the record about that.
Yeah, let's do that.
There's too much joy ahead of me in my life, and this is only part of my life, please, that I wouldn't even, that isn't even a passing fancy of mine.
Well, you know, I asked that question because we do want to get that on record. We did talk to Gary Webb before he allegedly committed suicide, shooting himself twice in the head. He was very combative. He was moving forward with exposing new stories. And, of course, Alex was the last one to interview the D.C. madam, and she was very adamant that she was not going to commit suicide. Stay with us. We're going to be right back. We've got some more questions for the lawyer of the D.C. madam and the information that he has. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
First of all, my number one priority, like yours, Alex, is the customer's health. And that's the first thing that we look at. I want to provide the highest quality, best ingredients, stuff that I know is going to be effective, stuff that I know individuals are going to get results with, and stuff that's going to change, literally change their health for the betterment of their life. And so they don't have to deal with anything. And it starts at the cell. If you add up all the ingredients that we have in DNA Force and you were to buy those separately, you would be spending probably $300 because we use the highest quality, best ingredients. I mean, literally, you're creating miracles because what you're doing is you're repairing the cells. And a lot of the supplements out there aren't focused on getting into the cellular mitochondrial regrowth. And when the mitochondria dies and the cell dies, or when new cells come about from that, they're even unhealthier than the cells before.
That's right. A cell is ready to die. It emergency divides. You only get so many divisions in the telomeres. That's when your body shuts down. That's why old people look old, because their cells are dead and dying.
What we have is we have the BioPQQ, which is found as the original life form multi-antioxidant mineral that's found in space dust. We have the Pteropure in there, too, which contains different components, health-giving components and antioxidants that are contained in blueberries, the equivalent of 500 cartons of blueberries that you would have to eat. So really, this is an antioxidant. It's an anti-aging system. It's a cellular repair, mitochondrial repair. And since everything starts at the cellular level, you're getting all these nutrients into the base of that. And what we've done with this new batch of DNA Force, I'm always looking for new and exciting things that we can add to these formulas to bring the quality up. That's why constantly we're looking at improving the quality and adding new things.
That's why it's now DNA Force Plus, though we haven't changed the label yet.
So this new DNA Force batch has the addition of an OMRI-listed organic fulvic acid. And it's just like the Shilajit that we use as well. The fulvic acid is the base core component of all cellular life. It's made from the decomposition of plants, and that decomposes into a humus structure, and fulvic acid is one of the components of that. Fulvic acid contains 77 different base ionic minerals.
And it's on the label on the back. We just haven't changed the main label on the front to call it DNA Force Plus. We have a limited run, and again, it does have so many things in it that are hard to source, hard to get. That's why we're sold out half the time of DNA Force. It's just because the formula is that good, folks. That's not a gimmick where we're sold out all the time of some of these key things. It's the more complex the product is, the harder it is to get the truly pure, clean, organic, the harder it is to pass all the standards. And when we don't, we just don't put it out. I mean, nobody else does that.
That is true quality control right there. That is true. I would love to have sources, but our rigorous process of vetting sources for these products and getting these materials in, and it's only getting worse across the industry because everybody is trying to jump into the nutraceutical and ride the organic bandwagon right now. You have pharmaceutical companies that are investing hundreds of billions of dollars right now into the probiotic industry.
We now have Big Pharma contacting us saying, hey, we want to work with our laboratories. I mean, it's just crazy.
Listen, it goes back to nature. Nature is our medicine. Everything that
nature is the next thing. Nature is the high tech. Nature trumps the drugs, not drugs, nature. InfoWarsLife.com, powered by nature, not drugs.
Exactly.
I'm pitching something here to you because it's amazing. DNA Force, InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll free 888-253-3139.
The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and I'm talking to the lawyer of Deborah Jean Palfrey, the former D.C. madam. Of course, back in 2006, she was arrested for running an escort service. It was very popular in Washington, especially amongst Republicans. It outed very key people like Senator David Vitter from Louisiana, Deputy Secretary of State Randall Tobias, and Dick Morris. We all know Dick Morris, all Republicans. Sibley, who was representing her at the time, said that he had about, I think it was, it's been reported, you had about 10,000 phone numbers, Mr. Sibley, and you said that you held some of those back for leverage. Is that correct? You've got 2,500 at least that you say nobody has seen before or have been put online. Is that correct?
Yes, exactly so. Because when you litigate, you don't want to put everything out to begin with. You need some surprise witnesses for trial.
And, of course, this is in the news because you have publicly stated, and of course, you've been trying to get this stuff released going back to January, but you publicly stated that this time is of the essence on this because of the Republican election, or the presidential election, I should say. Tell me where we go from here, because you have appealed to the Supreme Court to try to lift the stay that would prevent you from, that is preventing you from releasing information. Where do you go from here with this information?
Well, I mean, quite candidly, if I don't get relief from the Supreme Court or the Circuit Court of Appeal or the District Court, which issued the gag orders by the middle of next week, I'm going to release a list of the entities, government and private, that are on the list.
Wow.
As a demonstration that there are significant people involved in this list. I can do that because I'm prohibited from releasing the names of the customers, not the companies and government agencies the customers were working for. Mm-hmm. I'm going to hope that that and perhaps the public support I get for that action will convince the courts that I deserve the simple right every citizen of this country has, which is to be heard, to petition the government and to be heard on my claim that this information needs to be made public, because my goodness, it's an election year. This is a First Amendment right to speak, and it's being denied to me.
And I agree with you wholeheartedly. I think we need to know the information needs to be made public. We need to know this information if it involves any of these presidential candidates. And of course, our government looks at everything in our private lives. Nothing is off limits to the government. And they repeatedly say they don't even need a search warrant. They don't have to be specific about what they're looking for. They just grab these massive search warrants with Verizon looking, interestingly enough, using these pen techniques, just going out and grabbing a phone number, tracking people's information as they move around. So you're going to release then not specific names, but the connections to organizations to try to show the significance here, right?
Exactly so, because I believe, remember, it's not only the candidates themselves, but there are 435 congressional districts that will be up for election.
Yes.
They're the vice presidential candidates, which will ultimately be announced. There's the executives who will populate the major branches of government after the election. All those people are, to my mind, fair game for inquiry into their private behavior, because it may well compromise their public behavior. When we know the government has used their surveillance techniques to persuade people, to blackmail people, to follow people around in their private affairs. And I'll just, pose this question. Instead of outing Senator Vitter, what if I had gone to him and said, gee, I'd like my son appointed to West Point?
Exactly. Exactly.
And that's the danger that mm-hmm. this government can keep what they want for their purposes, but we the people can't know for our purposes. And all I'm asking is for a day in court, David, and I don't think that's too much to ask from the judicial system. I'm getting impatient with their denial to allow me even that.
Or even more importantly than your own personal preferences, if some agency were to come to a senator or to a judge and say, we would like for you to give us carte blanche on this new legislation that we want to do or this new power that we want to assume. And if you don't do it, we're going to expose you. That's the thing that concerns me the most, even more than the corruption of political favors, is the fact that we have very ambitious bureaucracies that are building their empires, and they can very easily blackmail these senators or presidents to do whatever they wish.
Well, remember, when I was representing her, I not only subpoenaed the telephone companies, I subpoenaed the FBI, Department of State, Internal Revenue Service, Postal Inspection Service, the Director of National Intelligence, Central Intelligence Agency, Defense Intelligence Agency, National Security Agency, Department of State, Bureau of Intelligence, and the 16 local D.C. law enforcement agencies and the White House.
And I think that illustrates the fact, you know, as we've got a clip that we're going to play coming up in the next segment, we're going to be talking to Wayne Madsen, who also knew the D.C. madam and who investigated this.
And Gene had dinner many times together, by the way.
Yes, yes. And what one of the people in the clip says is there wasn't any government program to take down prostitutes. There was a government program to take down Deborah Jean Palfrey because of what she knew about powerful people. Thank you so much for joining us. It's MontgomeryBlairSibley.com. Keep up with what he's going to be releasing. It's going to be a big release coming up next week. Thank you so much, Mr. Sibley.
My pleasure, David.
We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook. Are you concerned about the power grid? About the new war on the power grid? If so, this will be the most important radio message you will ever hear, and the most valuable. Here's why. An important book revealing new and dangerous vulnerabilities of the power grid has just been written. Incredibly, the author has agreed to give away several free copies, but only for a limited time to GCN listeners. He simply asks that you pay $3 to cover part of the shipping and handling cost. Even better, if you're one of the first 17 online today, he will actually FedEx the book to you. Why do this? Why would he spend extra money and all that bother to FedEx his new book? The answer is simple. America's power grid is in grave danger, and most Americans are clueless. Find out what's going on behind the scenes, and why the most common question this author gets is, do you fear for your life? Go to waronthegrid.com. That's waronthegrid.com. Don't wait. waronthegrid.com.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson.
It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're going to be going to Wayne Madsen, certainly no stranger to the listeners of InfoWars. An excellent investigative journalist. I've seen him work firsthand at the Cibola Creek Ranch after the death of Justice Scalia. He knew the D.C. madam, and we're going to talk to him as well as play a clip when Alex was on the Geraldo Show, and they're talking about the death of the D.C. madam, the suspicious circumstances. We're also going to talk to him about the data and what we just learned from Mr. Sibley, the lawyer of the D.C. madam. Before we do, real quickly, I want to let you know that we have DNA Force back. And not only is it back, but we've added a new ingredient to it, a new powerful ingredient, but it's the same price. It's now DNA Force Plus. It's back in stock. And, of course, DNA Force itself is loaded with the patented BioPQQ compound backed by 175 clinical studies It's extremely hard to secure. That's why it goes in and out of stock so much. It's been out of sold out for months, and we expect to sell out of this very quickly. So get your DNA Force now while it is available, or sign up for AutoShip. That is a key thing to do for any of our products, because all of them sell out, but none of them, I think, sell out as quickly as DNA Force. And, of course, these 175 clinical studies have associated it with nerve growth factor. That's why we talk about DNA Force. If you look at the telomeres, it's one of the best ways to indicate somebody's real biological age. It's kind of like shoestrings and the end of the shoestring. You know how you've got the little tip there that keeps the shoestring from unraveling? That's what the telomeres are on your DNA that keeps the DNA from starting to unravel. And so the length of those telomeres really are a good indicator of your chronological, your true biological age, I should say. This is a patented ingredient in DNA Force, a BioPQQ, and it contains more potent antioxidant activity than vitamin C. Again, it is available now at InfoWarsLife.com, as well as our new product, Fusion Drink Mix. And that is something that is a broad-based vitamin supplement. It's in a drink form. It's very easy way to take a lot of vitamins. You don't have to swallow a lot of pills. You can get it in an easy, dissolvable format. There's a drink mix. It's very tasty, and it's very easy to get a lot of vitamins. It's got vitamin C, vitamin E, zinc, magnesium, selenium, L-glutamine, folic acid, calcium, many, many others. All of these are plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. It's a very affordable way to get a broad-based supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body needs. Again, that is the Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix. That's at InfoWarsLife.com, and DNA Force is now back in stock. Joining us now is Wayne Madsen, investigative journalist based out of Washington, D.C., somebody who's had a lot of experience in and out of Washington and knows that place like the swamp that it is. Wayne, thanks for joining us. Tell us your take on what's going on with this new aspect of the story of the D.C. madam. You had knowledge of this at the time. It happened about 10 years ago.
Yes, I do recall when Blair Sibley was issuing those subpoenas to all those federal agencies and also to the phone companies. I guess what I was not aware of then, but I and he just mentioned it, that Verizon did respond with the identities of the 815 owners of those cell phones. Now, I was I think I was the first to receive the CDs with the raw copies of Gene Palfrey's telephone records, and they included Verizon and the Bell telephone company at the time, Chesapeake and Potomac, or Bell Atlantic. I began to try to trace back some of those numbers. Now, also at the same time, Dan Maldea was doing the same thing. It turns out we were both working, but not together on the same team, but we were both doing this on behalf of Larry Flynt. And I went to the libraries in the area to look at the old Haynes crisscross directories where you have a list of numbers and then you can track back to the person who had the telephone. Now, these were only good for landlines. And marketers used those in the old days. So I looked at those, and it was a time-consuming effort, but it was quite clear that there were some numbers of interest. Now, I recall that one number that I pretty well locked in belonged to somebody who had been an official with Pat Robertson, the televangelist. And another number went right back to the Centrex switch of the Bush-Cheney transition team in 2000, which was located in the West Building in McLean, Virginia. Now, that's of interest. I didn't get anybody's name because it's the central switch you get to when you call Bush-Cheney transition team headquarters. But we do know that Ted Cruz was one of the lawyers for the Bush team and the Bush versus Gore legal issues going on down in Florida at the time.
Yes.
So, and he was traveling back and forth because he had been with the Bush-Cheney campaign. He actually joined the Bush campaign in 1999 in Austin. So I would not be surprised whether there were calls from Ted Cruz to the escort service, either from his own cell phone or from Bush-Cheney transition team headquarters at the West Building in McLean, Virginia. Now, that's a, I think that's kind of interesting. Now, aside from that, I used every source I had in the intelligence community and law enforcement to see if I could get outside of those numbers any names of interest. And I was told by people who were on the inside. I got to say that the reports that I issued on the D.C. Madam's clients resulted in a number of what I would say walks through the park by people at the CIA when you know you're not being surveilled and this is where you leave your cell phone in the glove box of your car. But three names of interest that came up from these sources: Dick Cheney before he was vice president, when he was the president of Halliburton, Kellogg, Brown & Root. And when he lived in McLean, Virginia, before he moved to Dallas, the late Senator Fred Thompson, and the current Senator John McCain.
Wow, that's big news. Yeah, I wasn't aware of that. Is that something that was not previously reported, or?
No, I reported it.
Okay,
Those days, nobody was paying attention. You know, Gene Pomfrey gave a partial list to Brian Ross at ABC News. And they said, oh, we looked through several of these records and we decided there were no names of interest.
Yeah.
And basically, ABC rolled over on her. And in a typical fashion for the corporate media, they knew there were names on there. But they, in addition, though,
presidential candidates, senators and vice presidents.
And ABC News reporters is probably the real the name.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting. You know, I've got an article here, of course. We had Mr. Sibley saying that he was trying to get this information released going back to January. We know the Rubio campaign was shopping information around, alleging that Ted Cruz had been involved in things like this beginning of March. We also had Anonymous, which is hard to pin down. You don't know. Anybody can say they're anonymous. Yeah. Anybody can put stuff out there. There's a report that they're threatening Ted Cruz, and there is a blogger, Marshall Reports, that claims that they have reversed some of these numbers to Cruz's private numbers. I'm not sure how they would have done that, but that's the the buzz is around this. And of course, I don't think it was you, but I think it was the other investigator that you mentioned said that he would have remembered if it had been any of the presidential candidates currently, except for Ted Cruz, who was not on the radar because he was part of he's a lawyer at a lower level working for the Bush administration at that time. He would not have drawn any attention to anybody looking at names. He's not a Fred Thompson or a Senator McCain.
Dan Muldea said of the candidates for president, he would have known the names, of course, Bernie Sanders, of course, Donald Trump, and John Kasich, who was a congressman. He was the chairman of the Budget Committee at the time, so he's pretty well known.
Yeah,
and I asked Gene Pomfrey specifically, Gene, you don't deal in any call boys. She said, no, only women. So that would ostensibly have let Hillary Clinton off the hook, although I understand her appetites have gone in both directions over the years.
And I think Dan also mentioned her name as being one, of course, that he would have recognized at the time as well. Now, to a lot of people who think that this is not something that's important or something that we should be covering, of course, it opens candidates up to blackmail. And we don't believe, many of us don't find it credible, that she and the other lady who was, I think, worked for her or worked in conjunction with her, that both committed suicide, we're told, by hanging. I want to play this clip where Alex Jones went on with Geraldo, and not only Alex Jones, but Geraldo and two other people there at Fox News were talking about this at the time. They did not find it very credible that this is something that's very rare for women to commit suicide by hanging. And, of course, we had two of these hangings. And as one of the ladies there, Janine Pereiro, said, there was no government program to take down prostitutes, but there was a program to take down the D.C. madam. Let's play that clip.
No, I'm not planning to commit suicide. I'm planning to go into court on April 7th, and I plan on exposing the government in ways that, I do not think they want me to expose them.
Joining me now from Austin, Texas, the well-known radio host himself, the conspiracy theorist and documentary filmmaker Alex Jones. Alex interviewed Deborah Palfrey in March of this year when she told him what you just heard, that she would never commit suicide. So, Alex, welcome. What do you think? Do you believe this to be as the authorities say it is?
Geraldo, first off, thanks for having me on. She was a very nice lady, very genteel. There's no doubt in my mind that she was murdered. Let me just go through some of the basic evidence. She told me repeatedly on my radio show, and those interviews are posted at Infowars.com in full, that she would never kill herself, that she wasn't planning to kill herself. I pressed her during breaks in front of the board ops. I said, listen, this is dangerous. You've got to say who these people were. Do you know? And she said, well, I'm not going to say. I just want this all to end. And I said, you've got to say who it was or you're not safe. She said, listen, I'll never kill myself. If they claim that, I was murdered. So we have a tape of her saying she wouldn't commit suicide. Now, NBC in Florida, where she had a condo, is reporting that one of her friends, who was the manager of the high-rise condos, and he's on tape saying 2 days before she was killed, before she died, she left to her mother's and said, look, I'm being followed. I think there's a contract out on me. I'm not going to kill myself. This is on tape. Then you look at Brandi Britton. She was facing 6 months in jail last year, shot her mouth off, Ms. Palfrey said, the D.C. madam said, and said, I'm going to talk about who my Johns are. This is hypocritical. She was a professor. She had a psychology degree. She was saying, this is hypocritical. I'm going to tell who my Johns were. And then she hangs herself. Number one, Geraldo, you've covered a lot of criminology. You know, women don't normally hang themselves. First, one of her girls kills herself. Now she kills herself.
They take pills.
Exactly. And on top of it, in fact, 90% of women take pills. That's the way they do it. Now, men shoot themselves and hang themselves. Now, on top of it, her mother said she was happy, saying she was going to fight it.
Alex, let me take a break.
Yeah, that's what they were saying at the time. And, of course, that's what we're all concerned about. As I was talking to Mr. Sibley, the former lawyer of the D.C. madam, what he was saying was, what if I had this information and I went to one of these powerful men and said, I want an appointment to West Point for my son? But, the thing that concerns me, as I said to him, was, what if it's the CIA that has this information, or the NSA, or somebody who wants to not only just get personal favors, but they want to do something that is going perhaps start a war or alter our Constitution, and they blackmail a Supreme Court judge or do something like that. That's why we have to be concerned about this, and that's why this information ought to be out there. These people are engaging in something that is supposedly a crime in D.C. It's treated that way. Then this information ought to be out there. These are people who violated the current law, and if they're not prosecuting them, we ought to at least know who these powerful people are who could be blackmailed or turned to do whatever the people who have this information wish them to do.
Well, I believe the CIA does have the information, because one of the odd things that Jean Palfrey did in her trial was she tried to invoke the Classified Information Procedures Act. Now, when do you invoke that? Well, you invoke it when you have signed a non-disclosure confidentiality agreement with the CIA and you get indicted for some reason, and you then say, well, listen, it's called graymail. Oliver North and John Poindexter, the national security advisor, effectively did this in Iran-Contra. And what you do is you say, look, I want to say some things about who I was really working for here, but I need to be covered under my non-disclosure agreement, so I'm asking the court that I can now provide classified information in camera with the judge. And the court said, no, you cannot invoke the Classified Information Procedures Act. Why? Because when you look at some of these escorts that Jean Palfrey was running, you're not talking about barely English-speaking girls from Mexico or South Korea or Thailand. You're talking about Brandi Britton, a professor at the University of Maryland Baltimore campus. You're talking about a professor, at the U.S. Naval Academy was one of her escorts. So one of them was a 58-year-old psychiatrist in Montgomery County, Maryland. You know why she's using people like that? Because when they got with, say, a visiting foreign official, an oil minister, a foreign businessman, you know, their briefcases are available, their laptops are available. I would suggest that Jean Palfrey, and one of the reasons she was trying to leave to go move to an apartment in East Berlin, which she obtained for $70,000, is pretty cheap, is she had a relationship with the former head of the CIA's logistics operations in Frankfurt, a guy named Kyle Dusty Fago, who also went to prison for fraud. And he eventually wound up as the executive director of the CIA.
And, of course, we know that the NSA and the CIA have this information. I mean, if you go back to the Church Committee hearings or the Pike Committee hearings that were happening at the same time, they were tapping people's phones, which is what they're doing right now. They created the FISA Act, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, in order to stop that kind of surveillance. But then they used the FISA Act to set up essentially a star chamber court that allowed them to get these broadcast search warrants. They're not specific to anybody. So we know that these intelligence services know this information on these politicians. We need to know which ones are compromised, because you just pointed out, if we've got people like Oliver North and John Poindexter running some kind of a secret war somewhere, are they going to go continue that secret war by blackmailing a senator that they have information on? Stay with us. We're going to be right back with investigative journalist Wayne Madsen.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockhip Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockhipPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockhipPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockhipPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Is there a difference in body armor? You bet there is. Quality, warranty, price. Get it all from Patriot Armor. Veteran-owned and operated, Patriot Armor plates are made in America. Extensively tested, independent lab certified. Come in many options and protection levels with a lifetime warranty on our steel armor plates and Viper plate carriers. Plus, industry-leading prices starting at just $149.99. Click PatriotArmorDefense.com or call 727-280-7146. When your life depends on it, trust no other. Patriot Armor.
to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight with Wayne Madsen. We're going to go back to Wayne in just a moment. I do want to let you know that we have gotten back in stock DNA Force. It's now DNA Force Plus. It has a new ingredient, but it is still the same price that we've had available for a very long time. Again, DNA Force is loaded with a patented BioPQQ compound backed by 175 clinical studies. Extremely hard to secure. That's why it comes and goes in stock. Very popular, even though it's one of our most premier supplements. It doesn't last very long, and that's because it's been associated with very important things for your health, for your biological age, nerve growth factor. Just one ingredient in DNA Force cost us about $30,000 per batch. We do have a batch back in now. It's hard to produce, and we're going to run out pretty quickly, but it is back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. Also, we have the new product that we've just introduced, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. That's a drink mix that we have put together, a platinum standard of multivitamin products. This is something that in a very easily digested, very easily, very available to your body to assimilate. It's a large assortment of multivitamins, things like vitamin C, vitamin E, zinc, magnesium, selenium, glutamine, folic acid, calcium, many, many other things. Great tasting, very affordable. That's Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink. You'll find that also at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, Wayne, as we're looking at this, of course, the name that keeps coming up is Ted Cruz. And as I've said, when the National Enquirer made the allegations that they did, when he denied them, and I said, I find National Enquirer to be far more credible than Ted Cruz when we look at the things that he's done with Ben Carson, the reversals that he's had on so many different issues like Ed Snowden and privacy on the trade treaties and so forth. National Enquirer has done this many, many times. They have taken down people like Ed Snowden. John Edwards. Too many Eds there. John Edwards. They've also Gary Hart, many others. And the issue with this, as we were just talking about, is the fact that you can not only show somebody to be a fraud, but you can make them into a complete laughingstock. I noticed that one of the names on here was Dick Morris, and I know that Rush Limbaugh used to troll him incessantly as the toe sucker. That's just one thing right there that can just destroy somebody's reputation, even if they wouldn't normally be destroyed by the fact that they had visited a call girl. They might be embarrassed by the details that came out about that.
Yeah, you know, there were so many aspects to this case that went far, actually beyond Washington. There was also a Baltimore aspect. The U.S. attorney for Maryland at the time in Baltimore, Tom DiBiagio, was actually the first U.S. attorney fired after Bush's reelection. Reason being is he was looking at the involvement of then-Republican Governor of Maryland, Bob Ehrlich, in this whole operation. And that tied in with a limousine service called Sherlington Limo, and Jack Abramoff and Randy Duke Cunningham from San Diego, who went to jail, representative, and poker parties, taking these escorts to poker parties at the Watergate Hotel and another Washington hotel. And president at the poker party would be Randy Duke Cunningham and none other than Porter Goss, the then director of the Central Intelligence Agency. So, you know, no wonder they killed Gene Paufrey. No wonder they killed Brandy Britton, because there were big heads going to roll there. And remember that Bush eventually demanded Porter Goss's resignation. Now, I believe that was not for some other reason than his involvement in those poker parties.
We've got to take a break, but stay with us, Wayne. When we come back, I want to ask you where you think this is going to go, because we have seen when National Enquirer has done this in the past, usually there is a drip, drip, drip of information. It unfolds over a gradual process. And, of course, I want to ask you about her lawyer, Sibley, saying that he's going to release information next week. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Wayne Madsen.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.